Champions House rolls on from the Legends Golf Outing, and we have the legend of legends, although not legendary enough to be on the selection committee for the next athletic director.
Stir that pot.
It is Barry Alvarez on Wilde and Tausch. Barry, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, I'm confused, and you knew I was going to ask. You knew it when you sat down, so I'm not going to hold back. Let's get right there. I'm sitting with two of the people I expected to be on that committee. Neither of them are. If you don't use search firms, if search firms use you, why does the University of Wisconsin not use you on its search firm?
I don't know. My search firm must have got scratched.
Fair enough. I am curious as we go through this process, because obviously we talked to you in the aftermath of Mac leaving for the Big Ten. How do you just feel about where the university is as we go through this process?
You're talking about the process or where the department is?
Well, you and I, you made it very clear to me that I should feel very good about the department and about the football program despite some frustration. So let's talk about the process instead.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a problem. I don't have to be on the committee. I think the people looking at the list that they have on the committee, it's a strong list of people that understand the department and athletics and the university, and they'll do a good job. I haven't seen, quite frankly, those who have shown interest. You know, I'm sure there are quite a few people because I've said this before, it's a great job. And a job that's coveted, I think, within the business, the city of Madison, the Big Ten, the university. I mean, it's a plum.
So the only thing I said, as someone who was in my earring days intimidated by you when I would ask you questions, is that you do have a major presence. And if I was on that committee, I would.
He's a 1A guy. He's going to be teeing off on 1A today. I think that's a fair assessment.
Where are you?
Well, we corrected that years ago. My first year, I came out. I said, I walked to 1A. There's somebody else teeing off. I said, you're on like 14B. I said, no more.
You are open if they obviously want your opinion or your insight. You're more than happy to help.
Absolutely.
Fair?
Absolutely.
Okay. The other thing that you and I agreed on, which that's a short list certainly from my time covering you, was we were in agreement when we were talking about expanding the college football playoff to 8 teams. Mm-hmm. Tausch was not on board. You and I were in lockstep. How do you feel about 24?
Boy, that lengthens the season. Yeah. Pretty soon everybody's going, we're going to go round robin.
It's a basketball, right. It's March Madness for football.
Well, we got to live with it. And boy, you know, you're top 25. You finish the season, you're in the playoffs.
Everybody's happy.
You know, so I can live with it. But I guess you're going to have to probably condense your non-conference games.
No conference championship game anymore.
Right,
yep.
So – and I don't know if you need that. Quite frankly, it hurt the teams playing in a championship game before you go into a bowl game. Not enough rest for the kids. You know, and it was done for money, quite frankly. And so
if they came to you and asked you what you thought the perfect number was, what would you tell them?
I don't know the perfect number. I can live with, you know, I can live with 24. I live with 16. I those are fine. I don't mind more people. I just don't want it to get too easy to get in.
Right.
You know, you've got to, the season's got to mean something. And so, but it'll work out. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to follow it. You know, you figure if you're one of the teams in, boy, you're excited for, you know, you're really excited coming into that playoff with your opportunities.
Don't you feel like, I mean, because it seems as if the Big Ten is really pushing for 24, and the SEC is battling. This is really going to come down to the SEC and Big Ten have to get their blank together and work together to come up with this, because those are your two king poobahs, and they both bring big networks with them that are going to want to both share in it. That's really what this is going to come down to.
Those are your two power brokers.
Yeah.
Let's face it. I didn't realize the Southeast Conference. I haven't followed it that closely.
Yeah.
I haven't realized that they're opposed to it. Why, I don't know. I'm sure our league is – in favor of expanding it to get more teams in. And I have no problem with that.
They're down there talking about succession.
Secession.
Secession. So you're here. We obviously have lots of legends here. When you get to this every year and you see former players of yours and people that you've been around, what does it make you feel about just where this athletic department has come, especially when you think about where it was when you were in your first year as the head coach here?
Yeah, you know, to see all these guys, it's fun to reminisce, visit. You know, we had a chance last night, to get with a bunch of them. And I'll see more today. But just to enjoy the success that we've had and to revisit that and just remember, you know, what some of these guys have done and just remember the great times that we had and the success that we had.
And how much does it mean? Because I know I can speak for myself and everybody else that played for you, how impactful. That's what – I mean, the money's great and all of the other things that come with it, but I'm guessing as you're retired now, that's the stuff that means the most, the impact that you've been able to have on so many people's lives.
Well, you know, when you hear from it from former players and, you know, that it always comes back to things that they learned within the program, whether it be discipline or different values that they learned in the 4 or 5 years that they are with us and how they've incorporated that into their normal lives, their businesses, their raising their families, et cetera. That's very meaningful because that's, you know, let's face it, that's why you get into the business of coaching. It's about people and it's about helping develop young people and then watching them and enjoy their progress as they grow.
When Tausch is an idea guy, so what he had brought up earlier in our show was which former Badger that never played in Green Bay do you wish had played? I thought of there was a chance that I might have been covering you as the coach of the Green Bay Packers at one point. That was a conversation that you had. You obviously have the legendary status at our fine institution. Were any of the things that you turned down, not that you regretted not doing them, but do you ever catch yourself thinking, I wonder how that would have gone? Like, you could have gone to Miami. There's a lot of things you could have done, and instead you stayed dedicated to Wisconsin.
Well, first of all, you know, I had opportunities to go to the NFL. I just never had any desire to coach in the NFL. I love college football. And my vision and my goal as I started into the business, I wanted to do what my college coach did. I wanted to emulate Bob Devaney's mm-hmm. career. Go to a school, build it up, sustain it, retire, and then watch the – and then take over as athletic director and
right.
And watch it continue. And I was able to do that. So I wasn't looking to go anyplace else. You know, I wanted to then run the program as the athletic director and oversee the whole thing. So I was where I wanted to be. I wasn't looking to go someplace else or go to the NFL.
When did you start thinking
that? That 01 Miami team would have been kind of interesting to coach, though.
Well, that was a laydown. That was a laydown. They had the best team in Yeah, that was, you know, and that was just happened with the year that was the year Shalala went. Now, she stayed out of it. Donna stayed out of the deal and didn't get involved in trying to hire me. But that was a laydown. That was really a good team. My God.
Tausch could have coached it.
That guy's going to coach themselves.
Yeah, no
quite
doubt.
Frankly,
I think they probably did.
They didn't want a new head coach. Hell, we can handle this. I've talked to some of those guys since.
Speaking of Miami, by the way, I was flipping through channels a couple of nights ago, and the 30 for 30 about Catholics versus convicts came on. You're interviewed in that. Do you still vividly remember that rivalry and
Absolutely.
The T-shirt and everything else?
Oh, yeah.
What do you recall from that rivalry?
Well, you know, some kid on campus is cashing in on this.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, all he's doing is stirring them up like they need to get stirred up anymore.
Right.
Guys, just settle down. Let us play this game. Let them come in, sneak in, you know, and maybe we ambush them. But, I mean, we had had some really good games, and you know, they blew out a Notre Dame team a few years earlier, and then we came back and beat them. So, and I'll never forget after the first series, our players come out and, one of my guys is laughing. He says, one of their linemen looked up at me and said, boy, this is going to be a hell of a game. And it was.
You mentioned Bob Devaney earlier. So when you look back on your journey to Wisconsin, What did you pick up at each of those stops that made you better here?
Well, you try to learn. You know, playing for Devaney, I watched because I knew I wanted to coach. That's what I wanted to do. And he was way ahead of his time in how we practiced. Back in those days, you know, if you lost, you know, the Bear Bryant days, if you lost by a field goal or an extra point, that's all you practiced the next week. They'd beat those guys up.
Right.
And, you know, in our routine, it's going to be the same practice. On Sunday, you're going to correct. Monday is, you know, installation. Tuesday and Wednesday are work days. And you go, you know, go on through the week, and it's – and whether you get beat or not, you're not going to wear somebody out, beat your guys up because they lost a tough game or they lost on a extra point or field goal or missed first down. You know, and so I learned playing for somebody like that. And he started out in high school, worked his way up. And so that's what I wanted to do. And I learned everything from how to run practices, how to deal with players, how to deal with a loss, you know, how you come back. When you're winning is when you're on your guys. When you lose, you back off a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, just I watched all that. I watched how he managed his team and how he managed players.
And then Iowa, and then obviously you worked for Lou in South
Hayden,
Bend.
Hayden was I really learned a lot of organization from Hayden. That was my first college job. And just his day-to-day structure throughout the year was excellent. He was very, you know, people thought he was a kind of a flim-flam man, but he was really on top of everything and meticulous in how he ran practices and how he ran his business.
There's your prize pupil right there, Tark Sala.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Hey, he's ours for another, like, minute or two, okay? So just drink your drink. Just be patient.
And, you know, Lou, as far as motivation, and he did some things differently that I agreed with. I liked the way Hayden ran his program. I didn't quite agree with him philosophically in football. Mm-hmm. Hayden would rather trick you than beat you.
Trick 'em, blank 'em. That's how we say it on the
coach
show.
Coach would always say, if you got to run trick plays, that's when you know you got them.
All right, I don't want to treat you like a jukebox and ask you to play greatest hits, but it's been a while since you told this story, and one of my favorite Barry Alvarez stories is about the you better get season tickets now because pretty soon you won't be able to get them. And people don't listen every day. We say that all the time about the show. That was not planned. You were exhausted. Explain to people the background of that, because I think Cindy is probably the key figure in that story as well, being a little concerned about your being tired as you told that.
Well, I can't, you know, we played in a bowl game, and it's the Orange, and it's late. I mean, you don't get out of the locker room. Pat waited for a long time before we got out of the locker room because he's going to offer me the job. I'm going to take the job. And he's getting worried that I've gone someplace, somebody's ambushed me. And so finally we connect. It's 2:30, you know, 2:33 in the morning. And we leave. We get a couple hours sleep. We fly back to Madison, go straight to a press conference. I'm tired. I'm fighting to keep my eyes open. And I'm trying to think who it was. I can think of the name. One of the reporters, just surly, looks at me. And it's kind of a challenge right out of the chute. You know, I'm tired. I wouldn't take it anyhow, but what do you say, you know, when you look at how bad
it sounds like Wildy. I know it wasn't, but it sounds like him.
And that, all this just dripping of negativity, you know. And what do you tell your people? You know, what do you say to your people? I mean, how do you encourage them? The stadium's empty. You know, he goes through this whole bleak scenario. You know, I'm fired up, and he's – painting this to me. That's the first thing that came to mind. He challenged me. I'm going to come back. Better buy your tickets now. That's what I tell him.
It is iconic, and so are you. We appreciate you making time. I know you get plenty on the Jesse Nelson show featuring Barry Alvarez, but I know you want to catch up with Tarek and your guys. So thanks, Coach. We appreciate
Absolutely,
you.
Guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
talking with Barry Alvarez reminds me of him teaching Jesse how to play craps at Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
Yeah, short trip down to Rockford, Illinois off of I-90. A little less than an hour trip. Wednesdays are for the classic rockers at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Guests who are 55 and older, they can head on down on Wednesday for 50% off meals of $40 or less. You can also play, dine, shop, sportsbook, the whole deal down at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.